Welcome to Donadarge. I'm very delighted to welcome Khonsa Rinpoche here. He's part of our Sarajay family, and he'll be talking today on the Lojong training, the 7-point mind training, which I know we've also studied, but is particularly useful for us bodhisattvas. After the talk, there'll be time for questions and discussions, so please speak up. Rinpoche's English is very good. And we'll try to pass the mic around so others can hear. How's that? Let's remember to do that. I'm very thankful for Basala for transportation, for organizing this, for hosting Rinpoche and his fellow Geshe's here at Zan Bazaar. You know, everything works out, and it's wonderful. So we'll be leading the prayers in Tibetan, and it's easy to follow along, isn't it? Because it's all written down there. So once again, thank you, Rinpoche, for coming. And we'll have an offering line afterwards where we traditionally offer like a white scarf, a kata, and an offering donation for Rinpoche. And I appreciate everyone's attendance here today. Thank you so much. Thank you for being here.
Okay. So, good morning to all. Today the topic is regarding about the 7 points of the mind training. So maybe I'm not so sure that I can cover up the 7 points, but I will explain the general points of the mind training, how we can train the mind, and what the way of the training the mind. Yeah, I'm very happy about this topic, because this is my field. Quite long back, I'm working on this field, how to train the mind, and how we can overcome the negative emotion that is on my field. And why I'm so interested about this, the training the mind, and why I'm so interested about overcoming the negative emotion, is that it stories goes like that. Maybe five or 6 years before, I was in the South India Sera Monastery. Have you heard that? Okay, Sera Monastery. I think it's more than 10 years. I'm not so sure. Yeah, maybe I'm getting a little old. So I cannot remember very properly. Yeah, my cousin brother called me one time. My cousin brother told me that his friend have a little problem with the stress and the stress, and he asked me that whether I can spend some time with him. So I told my cousin brother that right now I'm a little bit busy, so if you can call him or inform him to meet me after 1 month, maybe I can spend some time with him. But very sad thing happened. After 1 week later, my cousin brother called me and told me that his friend committed the suicide. I feel so sad. So then I feel really, why the stress and the depression makes the people to take such an extreme step? So then I pay more attention about the stress, then I try to find the solution, how to overcoming the stress and how to overcome the anxiety. So that's why then I start up the one program called the Overcoming the Stress to the Shamatha Meditation. That program went so well, and I introduced that program in the one hospital in Taiwan with the patient who are having the stress and the anxiety problem. And I introduced that program and I asked them to practice for 2 weeks. Then later on we check with the patient that the house is affecting these meditations. How is it affecting? We find a very amazing result. So it helps really a lot. So based on that, we made the one documentary. I think you can watch that documentary in the YouTube. The document called the Joy After 14 Days. Joy After 14 Days. It went so well. Also, then that program that I call the stress management program. So it went so well. Last year I was here and introducing that program in the DC, Washington DC, in the World Bank. I was introducing that program, how to managing the stress, and even in the New York some corporate. Yeah, I was introducing the how to managing the stress. So that is my field. And now today the topic of the training the mind. Before we start with the training the mind, you should know the one thing, that mind is such a strange phenomena or such a strange thing. That this is one very famous story. One student came to the one master place and asked the master to teach him the meditation. Master told him that meditation is very simple, that you can meditate anything. You can think anything, whatever you like. Only thing is, you should not think about a monkey. Other than the monkey, you can think anything. You can meditate anything. Only don't think monkey. Student feel very easy. Meditation is a very simple and very easy. When he get back, when he close his eye, try to meditate. Now you will know what comes in his mind. So that's why sometimes I used to make fun of it. When the God told Adam not to eat the apple. Not to eat the apple, that triggered his temptation to eat the apple. At that time, if the God told him to eat the apple, you must eat the apple. Maybe Adam won't eat. So this is the complexity of the mind. Mind is really little complex. So when the master told him not to think about a monkey, find very difficult. Now it's very difficult to meditate. So that's why sometimes, now we have to know that sometimes when there's lots of the emotions comes in our mind, how we deal with this emotion? That's the one. How we deal with your emotion? Like a example that we have, if you buy the computer, you will get the one manual that teaches you that how to use the computer. If you buy the mobile, you will get the one manual. Even if you buy the Swiss knife, now they are giving the manual how to use that Swiss knife. But right now we don't have any manual. When this negative destructive emotion arises, how to deal? You don't have that manual. So that manual we call the mind training. 7 point of the mind training is the one manual teaches that how we have to deal with our emotions. So now, as we are born as a human, we have a lot of different emotions. We have a lot of different emotion arises in our mind. So one thing that sometimes we are not knowing that how to deal with our emotion, this emotion. We will try to find our own way to deal with the emotion. Sometimes it goes well, sometimes it goes very wrong. So that is the one thing. So mind training is teaching us how we have to deal with our emotion, negative emotion. Have you heard that state called Arhat? Arhat, I'm not so sure that whether you have Arhat. Arhat is a Sanskrit term. Arhat is such a state where that state, the person who have succeeded, the eliminating all the negative emotions, all the destructive emotion, that state called the Arhat state. So we are saying that we all human have that potential. We all have that potential to eliminate our negative emotion, overcoming the old, our destructive emotion. We have that potential. Yeah. So the mind training, first thing is the mind training. Before starting the mind training, one thing that we have to know that when we train the mind, how we have to train? The first step, when you train the mind, what we have to do? First step, the training the mind. One thing that the first thing is the biggest problem with our mind, biggest problem is that the biggest problem with our mind is that we cannot live in the present. We cannot live in the present. Always whether we think of the past or we think as a future. That is the one problem. Always we live in the, whether you just maybe weeks back, I was taking a walk in the Portland in that downtown park. Suddenly I met the one gentleman. He just saw me like wearing the dress, then he just told me the one thing that he had a very bad past experience. The father didn't care me, or it's quite a long story. But what I can see is that still that he could not get out of that past best experience, still carrying the mind. Very interesting thing is that in the last time, last week, I was in Portland and visited four or five different elementary school to teach the meditation. I was in elementary school. Even the elementary school kids, I'm so surprised that I asked a few questions. Do you feel stress? Most of the kids, they raise their arm and they say, yes, they feel stress. I asked them, what the reason makes you feel stress? Some says homework. Some says parents. One kid said very interesting, he felt very stressed because he have a four brother. That makes him very stressful. This now, even in the elementary school, now they need that stress management. To the elementary school, the kids also. So now after the elementary school, then I was talking with the school principals and the school teachers. Again, they have the one sharing a lot of the stress and the difficulty dealing with, again, the kids. So here the thing is that sometimes that the why we are feeling the lots of the stress is sometimes we could not live in the present. That is the one thing. Whether we think about the past or whether we will think of the future. What the next? What next? What next? Example, when you are carrying the table, you should focus or pay attention to present action. When you are carrying the table, you will think about the what to do of the next after that. You cannot focus on the present action. That is the one thing. First, you have to learn focusing on the present. Focus on the present. So maybe in the other terms, you have heard the term called the mindfulness. Mindfulness. That is a more focusing, pay more focus on the present action. Present action. That is the one thing. One thing. So, now because sometimes we think about our past. So we have a lot of, the memories. Some maybe we had a bad experience. Sometimes we had a good experience. So we have a lot of the different experience we had. So that's why I always used to say if you look at me, I'm just carrying the glass of the water right now. You can see. If I hold this glass for the 5 minutes, what will happen? If I hold this for the few hours, what will happen? I will have pain in arm. How can I get rid of that arm pain? Very simple. I have to drop the glass. Isn't it? Very simple. Same thing right now it's happening with you. You are carrying a lot of the negative thoughts in your mind. Like holding the glass in your hand. Very simple way. You have to drop this thought. Drop all these bad thoughts. I call them bad thoughts. thinking that something bad happens in your past. You have to drop all these negative thoughts. Very simple. I told one time that the dropping the negative thought, but the one person asked me the very interesting question. He told, yeah, he want to drop all these negative thoughts, but how? How he can drop it? Yeah, so that's the thing, the how we can drop the negative thoughts. That is the dropping thought, that's we call that shamatha. I think, have you heard or not? I'm not so sure. In the Sanskrit terms, we call the shamatha. Shamatha. It's called the single point meditation or the calm avoiding. Isn't it shamatha? How do you translate? Calm avoiding. Calm avoiding meditation. Yeah. Calm avoiding meditation. So, the calm avoiding meditation is a very simple way. You have to focus or the pay attention to your breath. Breath. Inhale, don't exhale the breath. Pay attention on your breath. You know that meditation, no? You know, I think everyone knows that meditation. But the thing is that when you're inhaling or exhaling the breath, pay attention or focus on your breath. Being the inhale or exhale the breath. When you're focusing on the breath, when you're paying the attention and focusing on the breath, one thing you are not knowing, there is a one small secret, it's in there. Secret is there. There we are not knowing that how this meditation helps. How this meditation helps. Before starting that how this meditation helps, I would like to ask you the one question. Normally, in our life, when you have the free time, what kind of the thought arise in your mind? What kind of the thoughts? Most of time that what kind of thought arise in our mind is that we call the self-cherishing attitude. Self-thinking attitude. Self-cherishing attitude arise more in our mind. Self-cherishing attitude means paying the attention for too much for the self. Paying the attention too much for the self attitude. Couple of the years back, one gentleman came and told me to pray for his marriage. He told me that he is going to marry his fiancé. So then I asked him, why you are going to marry your fiancé? He told me, if you marry his fiancé, he will become more happy. Then I told him that you are thinking wrong. You should not think that way. You should think that if you marry your fiancé, she will become more happy. You should think that way. So this is the what happening in our life. Paying the too much attention for the self. You are marrying because of your own self-happiness. You want the kids because you think I will be happy if you have the kids. So from there is something that we are doing is that the thinking too much for the self. Everything, we are too much focus on the self. I always comes at the number one. I always comes at the first. Let me give you the second example. After this session, if we take the group picture all the way together, once you get that group picture, to whom you will look first? Mm-hmm. First thing, I think, yeah, you got the answer. No, I don't have to give the answer. You already have the answer. You already have the answer. Yeah, so this is sometimes that we are thinking, so that's why when you are paying too much attention, you are focusing too much on the self. So that's why you feel the self is the most important. So that's we call the self-cherishing attitude. That is the one of the root cause. Root cause that make us unhappy. That is the root cause of all the destructive emotion. So we have to find the root cause. When we have to overcome or when we have to reduce the like a negative destructive emotion, we have to find the root cause. This is the root cause, self-cherishing attitude. That is the root cause. So, even if you look at anger, we used to get angry. Why? Why we get angry? We know that when you generate the anger, that anger hurt us very much. We know that. It's not going to benefit you and it's not going to benefit other. We know that. Still, we generate the anger. Why? Because of the self-cherishing attitude. Because of the self-centered attitude. Because of the self-centered attitude, that's why we generate the anger and all this negative emotion. So, mind training is mainly teaches us how we can reduce the self-centered attitude. How we can reduce the ego. How we can reduce the self-cherishing attitude. When you succeed to reduce the self-cherishing attitude, that moment you will succeed to reduce the all type of the negative emotion, destructive negative emotion. Then you will feel, that moment that you will feel a very inner peace, inner happiness. Have you heard the term called the Bodhisattva? Yeah, Bodhisattva is a term, is some way the person who have generated a thought to benefit the all of the sentient beings. Few weeks back, I read the book of joy, or that the discussion between the Dalai Lama and the Archbishop Desmond Tutu. Then they are discussing about the hell and the heaven. Dalai Lama said a very interesting thing. He told that he preferred to go to the hell than heaven. He preferred to go to hell than heaven, because he will go to the hell and fix the hell problem. Go to the hell and to fix the hell problem. So that is a person like that, who like that mindset, thinking to fix the hell problem, thinking to benefit the hell beings. If like that person, if they go to the hell, I'm sure they will not feel any suffering. They will feel joy and happiness because of their mindset. So, but maybe I prefer to go to the heaven to fix the heaven problem. Sure, I'm sure there might be a problem in the heaven. Sure. Because there is a one story, when I was a kid, I like that story very much. There is a one old monk who died and born in heaven. Died and born in heaven, and he feels so happy when he was born in heaven. And he feels now he will live forever very happily. After the few days later in the heaven, what he saw, the his colleagues and his teacher all put up in the prison in heaven. They put all in the prison in the heaven. So he could not believe that. Because he see that his colleagues and his teacher all put in the prison of the heaven with the heavily chained in their arms and the feet. Then that monk asked the God, why you have to build a prison in the heaven? Why you have to keep all my colleagues and the masters, teachers in the prison? So God told him that one thing, that because I have to build a prison in the heaven. Otherwise, your colleagues and your teachers, they are saying that they don't want to live in the heaven. They want to go back to the earth. Then that monk got the most surprised and asked that, why they want to go back to the earth? Why they don't want to stay in the heaven? Then the God told him that your masters and your seniors are saying that heaven is a very boring place. Heaven, there is no television, no internet connection. They used to have this all in the earth, so they want to go back. So still there is a problem in heaven. So that's the thing. What we are saying is that when we can change our mindset, no matter whether you're born in the heaven or the hell, it doesn't matter. You can change it. So right now, all this negative and the destructive emotion mainly arises in our mind because of we are paying too much focusing, too much paying the attention for our self-cherish. So too much for ourself. How we can reduce the self-cherishing attitude. How we can reduce it. So that's why Number one, we say that the number one, how we have to reduce is number one, just block this all the negative thoughts. To block it, what you have to do, first you pay attention to your breath, inhaling or exhaling the breath, number one. Number two, I think you have heard about the giving and taking meditation. Have you heard that? Inhale or exhale the breath, then you take the suffering of the others, and then you give your own happiness to the others. The giving and taking meditation is usually what we have to do is that for the beginners, we suggest to visualize someone whom you really love. Then when you inhale the breath, think that taking the suffering of that person. When you exhale the breath, think that visualize that you are giving your own happiness to that person for the beginner stage. Now, when you have practiced that for quite long, then what you have to do is you have to visualize the person whom you really dislike. Person whom you really dislike, and when you inhale the breath, think that you are taking the negative points of that person. When you exhale the breath, think that you are giving your own positive quality to that person. So that's why maybe I will leave for the 5 minutes for the meditation sessions, so that what you have to do is first you visualize the person whom you really dislike. Okay? Do you have any person whom you really dislike? You have or no? If you don't have, I can find it out. I can find for you one. Very easy. Last time also in the Portland, I was telling them, if you cannot find a person who you really dislike, think about the election. you will find the one person who you really dislike. So that is something, okay? Now, generally, what's happening is our problem is that whenever we think about a person whom you dislike, you generate the anger. You generate a lot of negative emotions. What use of this generating these negative emotions? It is not going to benefit yourself. It is not going to hurt the person whom you dislike at all. It makes you only unhappy. That's all. At last, that makes you unhappy. So that's all. So that's why how to deal with it, just visualize the person whom you really dislike a lot, okay? I know that when you visualize that first moment, you find very difficult. Then you can try with that when you inhale the breath, think that you are taking the negative qualities of that person. When you exhale the breath, think that you are giving your own positive quality to that person, okay? Clear, no? Okay, now you can visualize the person whom you really dislike, okay? You hate. Yeah. So then before that, maybe you can visualize you can just forgive that person, okay? Whatever person have done the wrong things or the wrong action, whatever they committed, you have to mentally forgive that person, okay? So, okay. Okay, so we will do that, okay? 5 minutes, okay? Clear, no? When you inhale the breath, think that that person, the negative qualities, like a form of the black ray or black light, which enters from your left nostril, okay? When you exhale the breath, you think that your own positive qualities, form of the white lights, comes out from your right nostril and dissolve into that person, okay? Okay? Clear, no? It's okay. I know that first moment, it might be a little bit difficult. Then second, third, it will get easier and easier. Then slowly it will help you to reduce the anger or reduce the negative thoughts about that person. Okay? Okay, I'll leave for the 5 minutes for the meditation session. Okay? Clear, no? Very clear, no? Oh, very good. Okay. How is yours? Meditation session difficult or not difficult? Yeah, so now what will we do is that that's, as you know, we call that giving and taking meditation. You have to visualize that taking the negative qualities or sufferings of other, and visualizing the giving your own happiness and the positive qualities to the others. That's meditation. We call that giving and taking meditation. Now, this is the very powerful and the very powerful and the very meaningful meditation. It really helps a lot. And when you have to deal with the all the this of the your negative emotions. Now, what will we do is that now the third point of the mind training is generating the compassion. We call the practicing the generating the compassion. So when we talk about the compassion, this sometimes that it is one of the main key point to main key point, or that it is what the main cause to live happily, compassion. So when we talk about the generate the compassion, that to generate the compassion toward the whole the sentient beings and the whole the humans and the whole the animals, to generating the compassion. Sometimes that we will get the misunderstand between the compassion. Let's understand the compassion. What I mean by the misunderstand by compassion means that when we have to generate the compassion, first we have to generate the love toward the whole of the sentient beings, the love. So love, generating the love is something like that, that we call the unconditionally love. Unconditionally love means when you love someone, sometimes we expect something back. When you gave the food to the dog, what you expect? Maybe dog should lick you back, no? Jump on your lap. You expect that. When you do that, when the dog reaction, look at your dog reaction, when you the dog jump on your lap or lick your face, you will feel happy. If the dog don't do it, you won't feel happy. Because your love is not pure. If your love is pure, why are you expecting the reaction? Have you heard, someone told me that if you feed the dog, you are God. If you feed the cat is God. Someone told me. So then I feel, because if you feed the cat is God. Because cat's reaction is not like a dog reaction. So you are expecting too much. Sometimes that's the expectation, no? So even in the relation, in the husband and the wife relation, even in the family and the children and the parents relation, if you look at the relation, sometimes we expecting the too much. When you started to expect the too much, and when you cannot get what you have expected, then you feel stressed, then you feel unhappy. When you love someone, why are you expecting something back? That's why the main key point of the mind training, we say that don't expect any result. Don't expect any result. When you love, don't expect anything back. When you generate the compassion, just compassion, don't expect anything back. So that's the most important thing. Sometimes in the relation, very interesting, a couple of the weeks back in the Oregon, there was one girl was sharing with some of the hard difficulty with her boyfriend. So she found it out, the very interesting that she found, when I told about this, don't expect anything. Then she shared the really how the things goes with the difficult with the whole boyfriend. She told me that sometimes she expects something, that the whole boyfriend will not do that, then she will get angry. When she get angry, boyfriend will keep the little distant. When the boyfriend keep the distant, that makes her more angry. But the boyfriend started, he got a little scared, no? So that's why he want to leave her a little bit alone. This is going on in our life, day-to-day life. It's a relation which makes it difficult. But the mind training gives us a very simple solution. Don't expect. When you love it. Don't expect something back. So that's why now we practice the compassion and the love. When we're practicing, don't expect any results, okay? Maybe when you do something good for them, they might not appreciate what you did. Don't worry about it, okay? Don't worry about it. So now what will we do is that, okay, to generate the compassion or to generate the love, so what we have to practice, you just visualize that someone who you really love, okay? just visualize that someone you really love, and the two things, okay? Maybe your parents or wife or husband or children, visualize them. And then you just, first moment, you just think about send them the positive thoughts, okay? What I mean by the sending the positive thing is just think that you are giving your own happiness to them, okay? With your own happiness, okay? Visualize that you are giving your happiness to them. Then, second thing, think about that there are some difficulties or the thing about that there are difficulties and that there are positive qualities. Two things, okay? Positive qualities and their difficulties. Okay, if you're visualizing your parents, think about their problems or their difficulties, and also their positive qualities. Two things. Okay, sometimes when we have to generate the love, first you have to see the positive qualities. Every human have a positive qualities, but sometimes we could not see that positive qualities. It is very easy to see the negative quality. Very difficult to see the positive qualities. So that's why you just think, okay, first you just think that you're giving your own happiness, okay? Then you try to see that there are difficulties and the positive qualities, okay? Two things. Clear, no? Okay, now you just visualize the person whom you really love, okay? Then, okay, because one time, maybe a couple of years back, one girl asked me, she having a little difficulty with her father. So then I told her that now just in the few weeks, just try to find it out the positive qualities of your father. Don't look at the negative points. It took a few days for her to find it out, positive qualities. Later she find it out after when she think again and again the positive qualities of her father. It really makes her to feel very close to her father. Sometimes when we think about the negative qualities of that person, it will create the distance between you and that person. It will create. So now think the positive qualities, okay? In the Buddhist practice, what we should say is that see your own negative qualities. See the positive qualities of the other. But very interesting, funny thing is that one time in Taiwan, and I told them to find the three negative qualities of the self. Three negative quality. Then the one lady told me that she can find only two negative quality. She cannot find the three negative quality herself. And she told me that she can call her husband. I told her it's completely fine. It's completely fine. Then after 5 minutes later, she went out. I think she called her husband and she came in. Then she told me that her husband told her the five negative qualities of her, but she told me she don't accept the at all. So this is something right now that when you are meditating, when you are whom you are loving, to love whom you love, see the positive qualities of that person and see your own negative qualities, what you have negative qualities. That you have to see maybe two, three or four. Maybe you might not find. If you cannot find your negative qualities, then call your husband or wife. I'm just kidding. I might be jumping on my topic, but one time in a monastery, you know the small monks, small kids. So one time I just asked one small kid and the student. So maybe he was age of 8 or 9. So I just asked him, I told him that, can you tell me some of my negative qualities and my negative points? But the small kid, first he was smiling, he was not telling me. So I told him, I'm very serious, tell me. Then he just told me two or three negative points of my negative points. Yeah, so this is something like, my point is that sometimes it's very easy to see the negative points of the other. Very easily you can catch it up. But your own negative qualities to find, it takes the times. So that's why once you want to improve yourself, when you want to be the better human, first thing is that you have to see your own negative qualities. Then you can only improve and you can be the better human. So that's why this meditation, just think the positive qualities of that person whom you really love. Okay? When you see the positive qualities more clearly, then you can generate the more unconditionally love toward them. And see and try to find some of your negative qualities. Okay? Your negative qualities or negative points, okay? If you cannot find your negative quality, there's a two reason, okay? If you cannot find your negative quality, there's a two reason. One, maybe you are not that smart to find your own negative quality. Okay, one reason, maybe you are only a Buddha, no negative qualities at all. Maybe the true reason, maybe you already are perfect like a Buddha. Okay. Okay, anyway. Okay, so we are leave for the 5 minutes of meditating on this field. Okay. Okay. So now, thank you very much. And I will leave for now the 20 minutes for the question answer session. And before leaving for the question answer session, I have a small thing to tell you that when you do the kada giving, please I don't accept any offerings, okay? So what I teach is always I teach it freely, so I don't accept any offering, okay? That's my commitment. So only you said it's not very necessary to do the kada offering for me, okay? So because I don't accept any offering, so that's my commitment. That's my social service. So I always say what I teach is Buddhism. So I don't have the copyright of the Buddhism, so I cannot accept any offering after the teaching. So maybe Buddha can accept. Because the Buddha can accept the offering because he has the copyright of the Buddhism. So that's why. So that's the thing. So I just want to inform that. Yeah, wherever I go, wherever I teach in the center or the temple, monastery, and the office or corporate or wherever I go, I never accept any thing back. So that's why I just thought to inform you that. Okay. Okay. Thank you, and I will leave for the question answer session. Okay. Mm-hmm.
First off, I just wanted to say I loved your teaching, by the way. I thought it was very, very good and thorough. One problem I have in my practice and just daily life in general is I suffer from very bad anxiety. I'll have anxiety attacks. I'll start to, feel very panicky. And I was wondering if there is any advice or teaching you could offer that would help with anxiety, dealing with anxiety.
Okay. Okay. Maybe last year, I think in August, I launched one book in Taiwan. It's a Chinese book. The book is about anxiety. And the name of the book is How to Overcome the Anxiety Within the 14 Days. How to Overcome the Anxiety Within the 14 Days. It's in the Chinese. Books went so well in Taiwan and Hong Kong, this Mandarin-speaking country went so well, and it became the bestseller. So then one time in Malaysia, then journalists came and asked me regarding about a book. Then they asked me a very sharp question. They asked me, do you really think that person who read your book, Overcoming the Anxiety Within the 14 Days, after reading the book, within the 14 days, will they overcome the anxiety? Very sharp question. So I told, no, they will not overcome the anxiety within the 14 days after reading my book. After reading my book, after the 14 days, new anxiety will come into their mind. When the new anxiety comes in their mind, I will write a new book. How to overcome the new anxiety. So this is something. When the anxiety is something that you have to know, that how does it comes the anxiety? Because these all the negative emotions, sometimes that the worry and anxiety comes because you cannot accept the condition. Look at the worry. If you look back at the worry in the 2010, 12 or 13, I'm sure that you might have a 5 or 6 worries. Maybe not. Okay, if you have a 5 or 6 worries, different worries, if you look at these worries, 90% of what you worry won't come at all. 90% of what you worry never comes, but still you worry. Right now what you are worrying, 90% of what you worry won't come at all, but still you keep worrying. Why we are worrying? Why the anxiety is coming? Because sometimes that we are not ready to accept that reality. So that's why the first truth, Buddha talked about the truth of the suffering. That means we should accept it. You have to think that whatever happens, I will accept it. Whatever happens, I will accept it. This is the first thing. You have to think that whatever happens, I will accept it. Good thing happened, I will accept. Bad thing happened, I will accept it. There's nothing wrong with the accepting. But sometimes we could not accept it at all. So that's why it makes us more, the difficult. So accepting. So you have to think, whatever happened, I will accept it. So for me, it's really helped me. You know the word called the samsara. So something bad thing happens, I've always said, wow, it will happen. I'm in the samsara. It will happen. Not only for me, everyone. So this is the first. Second thing is that sometimes we ask too many questions for ourselves. Why me? Why me? This is the worst question. Very wrong question. When something bad thing happens, you always ask, why me? Why I have to suffer, not the others? When you win the $1 million lottery, you will never ask the why me. You will never ask this question. Whatever the bad thing happens, you always ask the why me. And when the good thing happens, you never ask the why me. This is something mindset. Our mindset, something is wrong. This is wrong. We have to change that mindset. Whenever bad thing happens, you think that not only me, lots of people having that. The third thing is that you have to appreciate what we having it. Appreciation. Oh, I have this. Oh, I'm lucky. I'm having this. I'm lucky. So that's why you have heard the precious human rebirth. Precious human rebirth actually teaching us how we have to appreciate that what we are having. We have a lot of the good things. Sometimes we cannot see it. So we have to appreciate what we are having it. So appreciation is something like when you appreciate one time, two times, three times, then slowly you will feel that you are really lucky. Sometimes we forget that how lucky we are. Sometimes we forget. That we have to remind ourselves. Sometimes we forget. So that's why what we have to do, we have to remind. When we remind us again and again, then we won't forget it. So that's what we have to do. Okay? Okay. Any other questions?
Couple of things. What about genuine trauma, which seems to, the model in the PTSD model is the, like, sort of like that stuff kind of comes and stays, and so you can't really forget the past, and it kind of shows, it bubbles up in ways that you don't even really know it's bubbling up for past trauma. So you can't, it's like, there's, as I understand it in the West, I don't know that much about it, but you can't really even let it go, even if you wanted to.
Past trauma.
Yeah, PTSD, like war veterans, but I mean, it's not just war trauma.
You're talking about the past trauma, or?
Right, because I mean, the teaching is that we let go of the past, but sometimes the past doesn't let go of us.
Okay. Popping up is not a problem. But a lot of the thoughts maybe pop up in our mind, thinking about the past, and a lot of the thoughts will come up. But the problem is not the, all these thoughts, negative thoughts coming in the mind is not a problem. Sometimes it will come in some mind, but we have to let it go. Sometimes we could not let it go. Sometimes we will hold it very strongly. That is the problem. When some negative thoughts of your thoughts regarding about your bad experience, when it comes in our mind, what we have to do? We have to let it go. But we could not let it go. We will hold very strongly. Like when you think about something, when you had an accident. So I know that it's very difficult. When you had an accident, then you will have some of the trauma in your mind. So sometimes it's quite difficult to overcome that trauma. So that what you have to do is, when these come, the traumas comes, what you have to do is you have to let it go. How to let it go? How to let it go? You have to distract the mind, or two things. You have to distract the mind, or you have to accept it. Accept it is something very simple way. I think you have heard that. Whatever happens, it's because of my bad karma, result of my bad karma. That is the truth, teaches us to the acceptance. What happens in my life? Because of my karma, I'm the responsible. One time, I was staying in my friend's room. I don't know what happened that night. that maybe I opened a window, I'm not so sure, in the North India, that's in North India. So that is a very windy night. So next morning when I wake up, the wind broke the glass. So you know that the wind broke the glass, and now I have to fix, I have to pay. So I was just thinking, oh, I'm so stupid, why I didn't close the window properly. Now I have to pay for that, the window money, no? Window, pay for the window. But that morning I thought that, yeah, that might be my karma. So that might be the, my karma, so I have to pay for it. So while the thinking that way, it really brings the more ease and the more calm in my mind. So sometimes whatever happens in life, so we have to accept that, oh, that might be the, my karma. So that karma brings the result, so I have to accept, I'm the responsible for it. So right now what we're happening is we complain a lot. Why it happens? Why it happens? Why it happened to me, as I told before. When you ask this question again and again, then you cannot let it go. You let it go, that these negative thoughts, you cannot let it go. So you have to need to accept it. It happens because of my karma. I'm the responsible. So, story is over. Whatever happens, we cannot change the past. Whatever happened, has happened. We cannot change it. Now, only thing is we have to learn how to accept it. It is a very simple that when some that condition happens, that really what you don't like, when you meet or when some condition happens that what you really don't like, when you can accept that condition and when you cannot accept that condition, two things may happen. When you cannot accept that condition, then you will feel angry, unhappy. When you can accept that condition, we call that tolerance. Then you can, that's a tolerance. Tolerance and the anger difference is that when some condition happens that what you really don't like it, when you can accept that, it's called the tolerance. When you cannot accept it, then you generate the anger. So that's why when we talk about the Buddha's the Four Noble Truths, truth of the suffering, is teaching us that we have to accept it. Accept the things. We have to accept it. Then find the root cause. Right now, when what you're having is some problems happens in our life, what will we do? We try to find a solution. Am I right? But here's the what we have to know. So don't try to find a solution for the problem. Try to find a solution for the cause of the problem. There is a one kingdom. There is a one king. That king, in that kingdom, what happened is that in that kingdom, lots of the snakes. So that's why the snake kills a lot of people in that kingdom. So king thought to now to eliminate the snake, because a lot of his subject dies because of snake bite. What he did is that he declared that anyone who kills a one snake, he will get a one gold coin. Who killed a 10 snake, that person will get a 10 gold coin. After the 3 months later, he was so happy because of the snake's number dramatically reduced. Because everyone started to kill the snake to get the gold coin. But after 8 months later, he thought now there will be no more snakes in his kingdom. But he find a very upset because snakes number dramatically increased. Because now everyone started to raise the snake farm. Because they are getting a one gold coin for the snake. So that is the point, that don't find a solution for the problem. Find a solution for the cause of the problem. Find the root cause. That's why Buddha told the second cause. Cause of the suffering. Cause of, that is the thing. So yeah, that is the one very, that is the something very simple truth. But sometimes we cannot see that simple truth. So that is something. Okay, another question now.
A question from this side.
Any question? Yeah.
Do you have any advice for helping people that are not familiar with Buddhism? Some people that you may care about, but they're not familiar with Buddhism?
Okay, there are the many ways. First thing is that share the joke. Because the first thing is that you have to open the heart. So that when you laugh together, laugh each other, then you are sharing your heart. open your heart to share the some joy. Because I know that sometime, one time in the that I think you have. I was born in Nepal, and a couple of the years back, Nepal was had a very heated by the earthquake, no situation, very bad situation. Regarding about that, some issue. Then we are in the Prime Minister quarter, and we have to discuss the some issues, things. When I was in the Prime Minister quarter, many the Deputy Prime Minister, the dignitaries are there. First, the few minutes, all the dignitaries, very serious, no? They meet each other, dignitaries, very serious. Then I'm the first one who shared the joke and the laugh. After the laughing with them, and they started the laugh, and totally the environment is changed. Before, they are like a very serious and talk very seriously, and they might have some protocol they have to follow, maybe. But when I come there, and the first few minutes very serious, then I share the jokes and I laugh, and we all started to get laugh, and the atmosphere is totally changed, become more friendly atmosphere. So this is the first thing when you are not familiar with the Buddhism. First thing, sharing the joke. Number two is that there are a lot of things we can give the advice. Because you know, the many of the Buddhism advices are not related with any religion. It talks about the compassion. It talks about the positive thinking. It talks about the caring each other, understanding. So these all advices, I don't think it's related with the religion. So that's the thing. So maybe you can talk all this one. Last time I was talking in the Sunday school in the Bay Area Sunday school. They are having the students and the parents. So that time I told the one thing that generally in the family, most important thing is that we have to understand each other. Understanding is very important. To understand, what we have to do is that how to understand each other, how we can understand. That for understanding each other is mainly you have to listen more, not to talk more. Sometimes we talk more and listen less. So if you look the human biologically form, we have a 2 ear and a 1 mouth. What does that mean? We have to be the listen more. So when we are not familiar with the Buddhism, at least you can spend some time with them and listen to them. That itself helps a lot. Because right now in my foundation, we are serving around 1,200 people the food every week for the homeless people and the street people. In the homeless people, every week we are serving. Not only the food serving. What we are trying to do is to give them some respect. Listen to them. Giving the food is a very simple. It's matter with very simple to giving the food. But the spending, the giving the time to listen to them. Giving the respect to them. So that is something that you can help with them, the spending the time, listening to them. Listening is a very interesting, you know the how to listen, very, you have to listen with a very interestingly. Okay, so that's why every of the Buddha Sutra, he say the one thing, no? Listen attentively. Listen attentively. That is it. So that's the what you have to do. So you have to listen, spending, the sharing the time, talking and the listening more. Right now, we don't listen. We talk. Everyone loves to talk, no? But I never heard someone saying that I love to listen. I met people and they're saying, I love talking. But I never met someone saying that I love listening. That we have to do. That I think, yeah, it will help a lot when you listen for them. Yeah, it will help. Yeah. Any other questions?
Hi, I work a lot with children, and I was wondering if there are any guidelines, any little books or anything that you would recommend for children, you know, the maybe 4-year-old to 8-year-olds.
Books.
Books or talks or...
I see. Maybe Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. They like Harry Potter.
Yeah. If you ask me the children book, maybe I will suggest you the Harry Potter. Because one important thing is why I'm suggesting the Harry Potter is a book is that you have to understand the children's labels of the children label. Because when I was entered in the monastery, I was very young, age of 5 or 6, I entered into the monastery. Then I asked the one of the senior monk, I was eight or nine, I don't remember. I asked him that, how long it will take to become a Buddha? How long it will take? So you know that his answer, he told me, takes million years. I was a kid and thinking the million years. I thought that is impossible. That is not my job. So sometimes that what you have by the children, so sometimes we have to find it out what they are like and what they don't like, what they are the interest. So because the children is a mind is something like that, because last time as I mentioned before, I went to the elementary school and I talked with them and really then I find it with the talking with the children, especially like age of 5 or 12, these children very curious with so many things, very curious. They are the process of the learning, so many curious. When curious, and so that's why that one thing that the children's, when you really want to help with the children, not only through the books, but the sharing of your experience, that's also very important. The book is the one thing, because if most of the book, they write the very nice things, but sometimes what you share, that they have to learn that also life have many positive, the points and the negative experience, positive and negative experience, they have to share with them. That is also what I feel very important to share with them. Because I have one experience, very strong experience. One time I was in the kid detention center. The kids, they are caught with them, the drugs and the stealing kid detention center. So one kid asked me the very sharp question. Because I think he got in that prison because of the fight that I don't know what because of. But he asked me the very interesting question. He asked me that I talk about the tolerance. I talk about all this point. Then he told me that he asked me the question. One kid, I think his age is around 13 or 14. He asked me the one question. If someone come and hit on your face, what will you do? You will get angry or what will you do? Because like this condition, that kid have the solution. He wanted, I think he wanted to learn maybe that how we have to do this and how we have to deal with it. So I told him the one thing that if someone come and hit on my face, definitely I will not get angry at all. I will think very carefully to find a good lawyer to sue him back. Yeah, but so my point is that the book is also important. Also, sometimes the sharing your experience, also very important with the kids to learn through the books, learn from the someone experience. That in the Buddhism we call that the meditation. We have to learn from the master's experience. Some meditation through the master's experience, you can learn that. So something like the book cannot share with the experience. Book cannot share the experience. Book can only share the knowledge. Not an experience. So that's also important. You can teach something through your experience. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.